The media can be a cynical realm, but in the age of phone hacking and Gina Rinehart's creeping stakes in Fairfax, a new project says they're fighting the good fight. The not-for-profit online startup The Global Mail launched into the webosphere this morning, promising journalism in the public interest. Calista Whitenberg takes a look at the media's newest player, who's got the industry and the world talking.
There were that many visitors, their website kept crashing this morning. Such is the public's interest in the idea. But it's their pitch to work in the public interest that has people tweeting about the Global Mail. The not-for-profit online journalism project launched into cyberspace today to overwhelming intrigue. It was a surprising result for the project's small but confident team of journalists, such as managing editor Monica Attard.
It has been the case, and it's now up again, but it crashed because we had so many people coming to the site.
We knew a lot of people knew about it, and we were prepared for a lot of people coming to the site, but many more than we were prepared for came to the site.
The pitch is simple, says Attard. No ads, no shareholders, no profits. Just quality journalism funded by one very generous donor.
Money comes in from philanthropy, and we don't make money. So we're completely 100% philanthropically supported. I mean, philosophically, I don't think we could be any clearer than we are. In terms of what we aim to do. And, you know, we have a bunch of, you know, journalists who all have their own style and way of doing things, and we don't want to stifle that. We want to give them room to breathe and to do their best journalism. That's the whole idea, is that journalists are able to produce their best journalism unsullied by commercial interests or anything else.
With $15 million in their pocket from internet entrepreneur Graham Wood, the ambitious project has recruited some big names. From ex-Media Watch host Monica Attard to former host of Nine Sunday program Ellen Fenning. This, as well as the project's feature-length storytelling, makes for a very compelling project, according to media and online commentator Stilgarian.
The thing that really stood out is the long-form journalism. There's long articles there, and you really don't see much of that length on online sites these days. And the other thing that really jumps out is the status and experience of the editorial team that they've put together. You know, we've got some stars there, and led by Monica Attard, you're talking about a really solid team.
Stilgarian believes the philanthropy model for journalism will be the future for online publications.
You know, I can see this becoming a model for the future. The having a sugar daddy effectively as your business model is a very effective one, because it means you're under no direct pressure to serve that master. And it works fairly fine for Al Jazeera, the international television network, which has the same situation. They've got one of the Arab sheikhs or sultans, I forget his exact title, but, you know, he funds Al Jazeera with the mission to go out there and be a world-class media outlet.
To the cynics, the generous one-man donation could be comparable to the recent buy-ups of Fairfax shares by mining magnate Gina Rinehart. Stilgarian, however, disagrees.
Gina Rinehart is a businesswoman who wants to make money from Fairfax, and more importantly, wants to have direct influence, in the same way that Rupert Murdoch has run The Australian essentially at a loss forever, and
right.
The Times of London are the loss, because he's not wanting to make money from those newspapers. He's wanting to influence opinion. Graham Wood, in this case, who's the philanthropist here, has said quite clearly he just wants there to be good journalism, so his money to make it happen. It's a different attitude, and I think people can pick up on that. It's a different part of human nature.
However ambitious the project, it's all still very early days for the Global Mail.
I should stress, you know, you can't judge a whole new media outlet from their very first day. They're just getting their internal systems working, their workflows happening, their patterns of work and so on. And it'll take a good few weeks to settle in.
Online media commentator Stilgarian there, finishing that report by Calista Whitenberg. You're listening to The Wire with me, Tim Roxburgh.